When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
And then Mariano hits her with this line. He's like, I don't love you anymore. You disgust me.
Hi, everyone. This is Carmen.
And Christina.
And we're the host of Novelas con Cafecito. Today we are finally talking about Teresa again. It's been a while.
Back to Teresa, back to our roots.
Back at it with some Teresa.
Yeah. Look, I printed my notes.
Wow. Is it easier that way or what?
I don't know.
Why is my question? Are you wasting trees?
Because we have a shit ton of paper.
You might as well use it. Well,
from trees that were killed years ago. It's fine.
I am one of those millennials that don't have printers. And let me tell you, this one time I was writing a report that was like, I don't know, kind of late and last minute working from home. I don't know. It was fucking late, like 8 p.m.
I remember this.
Yes. And I was texting all my friends because I needed to print the signature page to get my damn supervisor to sign it, who was going to be off for like, I don't know, a week the next day. And it needed to be turned in. So I was like texting everybody, like, do you have a printer?
Nobody.
And I went across town. Yeah, across town to an elder millennial. I don't know if he's Gen X. I forgot the years. But anyway, he had a printer. So there I go. All because I am one of those millennials without a printer.
Did you learn from that? Did you get one or no?
No.
Okay.
I'm still without.
Okay.
Printer.
Yeah, without printer, yeah. So today we're going to be doing episode 64 and 65 of Teresa. I watched 64 and Carmen watched 65, right, Carmen? You watched 65?
Yes, I did. I did. Okay. All of it.
So here's my episode. All of it. Oh, that's good that you watched all of it.
Right?
I watched all of mine too.
Great. Wonderful. Good.
Yeah. So my episode summary, it is the day of the reception.
It's just a weird way to say that. That's all I'm saying.
Wait, what am I supposed to say?
I don't know. Just go on.
Okay. It's the big day. There's music. There's dancing. There's drama. Teresa's parents try their best not to embarrass Teresa on her big day. Esperanza causes a scene after Mariano causes a scene.
Scenes everywhere.
Scenes everywhere, yeah. But eventually, the party's over, and Teresa and Arturo arrive to their honeymoon, and in spite of all the drama.
In spite.
Is that the way you use that
word? Yeah, I was just laughing that just all the drama that happens. Yeah, no,
that's right. It was dramatic. Yeah, this episode is, like, top-notch novela material. Like,
amazing.
Oh, yeah. So let me break it down now, I guess.
I should have watched it without taking notes. Why didn't I watch it?
Oh, yeah.
It would have made mine make more sense, too.
It's a really good one, too.
Damn. Well, I'm not watching it now.
Yeah, I know.
But next time I'll do that.
Okay. Yes. So it starts out with Mariano confronting Teresa. This is after the church part, but before the party actually begins. So they're all outside. And
yeah, I remember that it ended that way.
Yes. Yeah.
It has been a while.
So he's confronting her, yelling basically, and he's like, "What would Profe say if I told him about the night we had before?" Because if you guys don't remember,
is anyone else around when he says this or no?
No,
it's just them
two. They're further. Yeah, they're far away from people, so nobody can overhear.
I wish someone else would hear it.
That'd be great. Yeah, if someone overheard this. Yeah. So yeah, if anyone does not remember, Teresa and Mariano slept together before her wedding, and she was planning on running off with him. And then she didn't show. And so that's why he interrupted the wedding.
Lo dejó plantado.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And this is why, yeah, he was trying to interrupt the wedding. So Teresa tells him that she can't renounce what she has. And he's like, what you have, you can't renounce money. And, which is true. She's like, this is not the right time. Because she has to be rich first.
Yeah.
She's like, if you really love me, you wouldn't do this. You wouldn't tell him. And then Mariano hits her with this line. He's like, I don't love you anymore. You disgust me. Except I should have written it down in Spanish because it did sound better, but I forgot what it is. Me das asco.
Me das asco. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. it just sounds better. So, yeah. And Teresa looks hurt, but of course she's not going to.
It's not going to faze her.
Yeah.
Because first of all, they already got married, so.
Yeah. What is like, what now? Yeah. After that, we see Esperanza at the wedding. And I can't remember why she's there. What was her original purpose for going?
Her original? Mariano? Yeah. But okay. She's obviously too late.
Way too late. Like, way late.
He already made a fool of himself in La Misa.
Yes.
And now here he is again. In the reception.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So Dr. Ledesma sees Esperanza and tells her to wait in the women's restroom while he looks for Mariano. And after that, we see Teresa. They're inside again. So inside of the actual party. And everyone's at their tables.
Like the hall? It's like a hall or what?
Yes. Yeah. Okay. I couldn't remember that word either. Teresa goes up to her parents and she's like, how are you guys doing? And then they're like, because they know she's not actually asking them how they're personally doing. She's asking them, how are you guys doing and not embarrassing the shit out of me? You.
Yeah. And are they sitting next to like, who's in their table, I guess? I want to know.
So I never actually see the people on her table, but okay. It's established that it's like diplomatic people or some shit. Like,
okay, I remember that.
People. Yeah.
And I'm like, why wouldn't she have them sitting, I don't know, with anyone else?
Anyone, yeah.
Like Aurora or something.
Like, why not have them sit with Aurora, her boyfriend, the doctor?
Yeah, Juana, people they know already. Too. Yeah.
Yeah. And I think we established it's because Juana was in the party.
Not yeah, the party, no, you're the right. Bridal, the wedding party. Whatever.
Yeah, wedding yeah. party. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but it doesn't make sense anyway. So then they're like, don't worry, we won't embarrass you anymore. And then Armando mentions that Martin helped them not be as embarrassing, like help them accustom themselves to being around rich people. And so then Teresa looks so mad and then she starts crying.
Why is she mad?
Because they went to Martin for this, because the boyfriend of her enemy helped them and he knows that they're, I don't know, poor, I guess.
The boyfriend of her enemy.
Sorry.
He's Aurora's boyfriend.
My bad. The boyfriend of her.
Paloma. Oh.
Why is he to fucking Paloma?
He's Paloma's lawyer.
Okay.
I think that's what.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. That's what she says. My bad.
My God, that was confusing.
Friend. Yeah. So she's like the.
So okay. Paloma knows.
Paloma. This way Paloma knows.
She's. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
About her, who her parents
her
are.
Her background,
yeah. Mm. And so as she's talking to her parents about this, Martin and Aurora walk up and then they're like, oh, we're going to go. Like they leave so fast. And yeah, because nobody wants to be there when Teresa's like just being mean to them. And
no one wants to be in the crosshairs of her wrath.
Exactly, yeah. I think she walks off eventually, or the camera just kind of pans over.
After tormenting them.
Yeah. Pans over to Ruben and Mayra. And Mayra, they're like walking in the hallway, it seems. And it's Ruben, Mayra, and...
Genoveva?
Aida. I didn't write down her name for some reason. They're all three of them are walking. Mayra's like... We don't see the person. Someone she knows passes by. And so she's like, oh, hey, so-and-so. And she walks away from Ruben and Genoveva. And then Genoveva's like, I thought Mayra wasn't going to come. And she's like, I don't know. They're all, it's
gross. Are they being like flirty and gross?
Yeah. And because like his wife literally just walked away.
You know what I want to know is when does Mayra find out about Genoveva and Ruben?
I don't remember, but it does happen.
I'm waiting for that moment.
Same. as they're acting all lovey-dovey, Esperanza, I think she peeks out of the bathroom, or she's walking to the bathroom at that moment to go in there like the Dr. Ledesma had told her to. Mm. And so they see her, and this is where Ruben starts manhandling Esperanza. I'm like forgetting their names, even though I have them written down. So
hey, Ruben, even though you just said her name.
Yeah. I'm sorry. Anyway, so Ruben manhandles the shit out of her, and they both push her into the bathroom, basically, and like yelling at her, like, why are you here? You're not going to ruin, or you're not going to tell Mayra about this, because Esperanza tells them, like, oh, seriously, you guys are together now? Does your wife know about this?
Oh. Blah, blah, blah.
And so this makes him more mad. And I just want to, like, touch. So many people, there's so many crimes, right? Femicides, where men, I mean, well, most women, when they die in a murder, they're killed by their spouse, boyfriend, husband.
The number one danger to women is their husbands or partners.
Yes.
Specifically, their male partners.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so many people, hindsight, right? They're like, well, why didn't they just get divorced? That's better than killing someone. I feel like Ruben would hella kill. He would murder Esperanza to keep things the way they are.
Oh, yeah. He most definitely would. Yeah. Remember earlier
we
thought he was going to kill Mayra.
I just honestly, it's that I'm like, so because he's that typical...
Yeah,
machista, right? And so many women in Mexico and everywhere are dying at the hands of men like this. And it's like, this is why people need to, I don't know, be feminist. Because I know this is a novela, but if this were real life, Ruben would murder Esperanza.
Yeah.
Ugh. Yeah, because he's like, this is so abusive in the bathroom. So he has her pinned against the wall and just telling her, like, I don't know, a bunch of shit. And so is Genoveva just like standing there letting this happen as well. And then we leave that scene. I think they storm off. Ruben, I'm forgetting their names again. Ruben and Genoveva storm off. Yeah.
Okay.
And Esperanza stays in the bathroom. No. We leave them in the bathroom. We don't see what.
Okay. So next scene.
Yes, you'll see what happens. So then we go to Juana. They're sitting with Aurora's dad and Aurora's boyfriend.
Okay, yeah. And also Aurora's dad's name is Hector.
Hector, thank you. Okay, so my bad. They're sitting, we go to Aurora, Juana, and Hector sitting at a table together. And Juana's just like chismeando about Mariano. Like, oh, I can't believe he showed up. And they're just all like, he just doesn't know when to stop. Of course, nobody knows why. Because Teresa literally said she was going to leave with him.
Aurora knows because Mariano told her.
That's
didn't
true.
He? Or did he tell? I can't remember if he told her or Aida.
I think he told Aida.
Oh, okay.
Her. But Aurora suspected something because of the way
she asked Teresa about it. Remember?
Yes.
But then I think Ruben had walked up, and it's not like Teresa was going to be honest anyway.
It's true, but she suspected something anyway. So she already thinks there's something else going on. So she's like trying to defend Mariano in this conversation, and then Hector's like, "No, hija, no." Mariano needs to learn when to quit before it hurts his career. He's burning people that want to help him, basically.
He talks to him about that in the next episode.
Oh, okay. Yeah, and so at that moment, I think Martin walks up, and then Aurora and Martin go to dance. And we leave them, and we go outside of the reception, outside of the hall. Mm-hmm. Mariano is there, and Aida, they're outside. And Aida's trying to get Mariano to leave, like trying to get him to, you know, calm down. Dr. Ledesma walks out, and he's like yelling at Mariano, like, you need to go with me now before you do anything else, anything worse, anything more dumb. Antes que hagas otra pendejada, güey. No.
For real.
But basically, except he doesn't say güey or pendejada.
Yeah.
Anyway. And then Profe walks out as they're literally about to leave, and it's like, Profe, you should have stayed inside another fucking second.
So what, he's gonna fight Mariano after that?
Yeah, so he walks out and he's like, what are you doing here again? You again? God.
Yeah.
Something like that. And so Dr. Ledesma was like, oh my God, chill. We're like walking away. It's fine. We're leaving. Mm-hmm. We were just about to leave. And so someone pulls Profe Arturo back inside. Mm-hmm. I don't know who. I can't remember. I didn't write it down. And then Dr. Ledesma, Aida, and Mariano leave. No. My bad. Aida and Mariano leave together. Dr. Ledesma doesn't because Esperanza's still inside.
Okay, makes sense.
So he goes back in to get her. Yes, then we go back to the bathroom scene. And it literally looks like Ruben is ready to hit Esperanza. Like, he's about to hit her. And she, like, you know, wrestles her way away from his
grip,
yeah, mm-hmm. and runs out. And then Genoveva and Ruben chase after her.
Oh, and also, like, if Genoveva would be such an accomplice if Ruben was out there murdering his
for sure, because we also see a lot of times in a lot of cases where there's a woman helping, like when you look at the case of, may she rest in peace, Vanessa Guillen, the guy's girlfriend helped him cover her, or, you know, whatever mm-hmm. they did. I don't want to get into these mm-hmm. details because it was terrible. Yeah. But he helped her. And then she was the one who searched the trial because he was dead, you know? But yeah, Genoveva would 100% be one of those people, one of those women. We go back inside, and so Profe's mad, telling Teresa about seeing Mariano there, how he really is, like, ruining their day, right? And then they both see Esperanza. Genoveva's yelling at her, like, how dare you come here, blah, blah, blah. So they all turn, and then they see the three mm-hmm. of them arguing.
Okay.
Genoveva, Esperanza, and Ruben. And then, yeah, and then Mayra turns and sees them.
Oh, seeing, yes. Noticing them. Okay.
Teresa is laughing. Yes. Okay. And this part is great. So as soon as they show them that Mayra sees them, and she's like, and then, you know, dramatic zoom in.
Yeah.
Then they turn back to Teresa's face. That's like a close up. And she's like,
oh, my God.
What a great wedding present.
She is the worst.
Yeah.
Instead of wishing I don't think she honestly has like a real authentic friendship with anybody. Mm-mm. But supposedly Esperanza is like one of her best friends.
She
shouldn't want to see her suffer or like relish in
her suffering. Yes.
And this is not the first time she does that.
No. And like a lot of the things she does, it's because it's going to get her further into, you know, getting money. But none of this is that.
So no.
Why she's doing any of this to Esperanza. Yeah. Other than because she's being a bitch.
Yeah.
Mayra is yelling at Esperanza, like, how dare you be here? How dare you? Blah, blah, blah. But like, give that same energy to fucking.
Exactly. Men. Exactly. Yes. How many stories have we heard? How many stories have we heard of our tías attacking Las Sanchas, but then they still are over there serving their husbands food when he gets home from cheating on them at 2 a.m. and then they are proud of that. Like, they're like, oh, mm-mm. He came home at this time and I know he was with her, but I still cooked for him.
It's like that Jenny Rivera song where it's like,
yes.
Yo soy la reina.
I know you don't know the words.
You're right. I don't.
But yeah, I know what song you're talking about.
Is that he may be with you all night, but he comes back to me. And it's like, why do you want that?
Yeah. Like, why is that? Why is that? I don't know.
Why?
Are you proud of that?
Is this what you want?
Yeah.
So, Mayra's yelling at Esperanza. Then Mayra slaps her. Profe runs up to, like, you know, try and calm them down. Then Mayra's like, Ruben, you piece of shit. I'm never going to forgive you. And then she walks off. So at least she says something to him, right?
But who deserves the slap here? It's him.
Yeah, exactly. He should have gotten slapped. And during this whole part, the cameras are flashing. The wedding photographers are taking pictures of this. And it's like, really? Wedding photographers? This is what you're capturing? That's messed up.
Teresa probably asked them to.
She probably wants like memories of this. And then so they all walk off because Mayra runs off. Ruben runs after her. And then Genoveva does too. And so this leaves Esperanza, Profe, and Teresa out there. Mm-hmm. And Teresa wants to, Esperanza wants to talk to Teresa. And mm-hmm. Teresa's like, you should just leave. You've already done enough to ruin my wedding. But this bitch was just like, what an amazing present.
She loved it. It was not ruined for her.
No, but she's pretending it was. So then Dr. Ledesma and Esperanza leave together. And you don't see this, but then you see them at a restaurant eating together. Mm. She's just saying how she always thought Ruben was going to actually divorce his wife. And she never knew they were actually married. And she's just kind of like processing everything, you know.
Putting two and two together.
Mm-hmm. And Dr. Ledesma, yeah, he's just lending his ear, you know.
Yeah.
I'm here for you. And then we go back to the reception. Everyone's dancing, and then like slow music comes on, and Fernando asks Teresa to dance, and then he's like way too into it, like, but this is what Teresa wants, right?
Yes, it's what she wants. But I'm like, dude, you're really doing this in front of your fucking friend? And what kind of friend are you?
Mm-hmm. Well, in front of her friend and Profe, because Luisa and Profe are dancing next to each other. Or dancing together a little further away.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so he's just like telling Teresa what a beautiful woman she is and how lucky Profe is.
Imagine Luisa.
Right. That's like, what I'm saying. Yeah. Like, and yeah, it's just, this whole part is gross. Just watching them, I was like, ugh. Literally my face. Then we see Mayra and Genoveva talking. I think they're at her house. And Mayra's like, I know you'll never betray me. Everyone else has betrayed me, but I know you
will. Joke's on you, bitch.
Right? Yeah. So they're hugging each other. And Genoveva's like hugging her, right? Like,
smiling.
This was Mayra.
Yeah.
Genoveva, and she's like, she feels guilty. She made a guilty face while hugging her. Like, I am betraying the shit out of you right now.
Oops, my bad.
I'm so sorry. So yeah, poor Mayra's gonna learn at some point. Then we see mariachi guy talking to the maid that I forgot her name yet.
Yeah, I want to say her name is Griselda, but I don't know where that's coming from. Yeah, right.
I don't know though. We'll call her Griselda anyway.
Okay.
So mariachi guy is talking to Griselda like at a park or something. They're talking about a song. He wants her to sing some song, but he's like, no, I can't sing that song because it was a song that he would sing for...
To Paloma. I mean, to like, Juana.
Doña Juana, yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. It's like, gosh. Why did I say Paloma? He's never interacted with her.
It's because it's been so long, you know?
Yeah, it really
has. Yeah, so he doesn't want to sing this song, right? And then we leave them scene. It's like a very pointless scene, but I mentioned it for a specific reason, which you'll learn. So then we go back to the wedding. Doña Refugio wants to leave, but then she's convinced to stay by Don Armando that they can dance. She doesn't want to stay because she doesn't want to pretend to be someone she's not. It's exhausting for her. And she's also amargada.
Fair. That's fair. She really is.
Yeah. And then it's time to throw that bouquet of flowers and Juana catches it. And then... Okay. Yeah. And then a mariachi enters the wedding and you don't see who's singing right away. It's just all the rest of the mariachi people enter. It's like a beautiful song. Teresa's like, oh my God, you did this for me? Little old me?
Scumberto.
Yes. What I want to know is how the fuck he got there so fast. Like,
maybe the park's across the street. But no, yeah, that's supposed to be even... Yeah.
He wasn't even dressed. It looked like the day before or some shit. Like, this scene was so out of place because I'm like, how did he get to the wedding?
It's like they wrote out the script for the episode and then they like forgot that they included that park scene right before this scene. They're like, oh shit, whatever.
Yeah, but they left it in anyway. Yeah, that's what it felt like. So yeah, at first Teresa's all excited about this and she's like kissing the Profe because, you know, he got her this beautiful mariachi. And then she sees that it's Cumberto, whatever his name is.
Yeah.
Singing. And then she looks disgusted and horrified and so mad. But so she's heard him sing a bunch of times.
She should know how he sounds. Yeah. And even if she hates him, she could still recognize that he's a good mariachi singer, right? Mm-hmm.
Right, yeah. It just doesn't make sense that she didn't recognize him singing. Yeah. But that's why I mentioned the park scene. Then we go to Aida and Mariano, and they're at the little clinic. She's like prying, like, why were you so sure that Teresa was going to cancel her wedding? Why did you show up? Why this and that? And I think this is where he tells her the truth.
I thought he already told her. Then he does tell Aurora.
Oh.
He told somebody. Well, I like thing. Remember.
I thought he had already told Aida, but Aida's acting like she doesn't know in this part because she's like, we can continue what we had, blah, blah, blah. But you...
Who knows?
Yeah, I don't know.
I know he told somebody, but you know, I think he told Aurora, but I don't think he was as explicit as like, she told me she was going to meet me here to leave together, something like that.
Yeah, I think maybe. So. I think so, yeah.
And we could solve this by watching the last episode, by but we're not going to do that.
No, it's
that's too
far.
Definitely no for me. Mm-hmm, definitive yeah. No, I guess. Not definitely definitive. No.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so then we go back to the wedding, and Aurora is saying bye to Teresa. And then talks to her about how it's wrong what she's doing, that she led Mariano on, like, literally the day before and then went and got married.
Yes, and, yeah, and it is.
Yeah, it is, 100%. And then Teresa's like, how dare you lecture me when you're with Martin and you still love Mariano? And then Aurora's like, no. Martin knows, and I told him how I felt about another man. And he still wanted to pursue the relationship. And so she's been honest from the beginning.
Yes, that's what I was going to say right now. But then I see that Aurora already said that.
Yes, and therein lies the difference.
Therein.
Therein. I just wanted to say that word. Yeah, and then after that, we see Aurora leaving. And then we go to Aida walking into her house. So, yeah, Aida walks into her house and she's dressed in Mariano's clothes because she changed into them to fix up the clinic. And Aida's like, what the hell are you wearing? And so she tells her it's Mariano's clothes. They were at the wedding. And then she's like, I don't understand why esa rata de vecindad.
Yeah.
So hung up and just ruined him, blah, blah, blah. Anyway. And then they really bond over how much they hate Teresa.
Mm-hmm.
Before this scene, Ruben and Mayra are arguing, and he's telling Mayra that it's all Teresa's fault, everything.
Yeah, so they continue that in the next episode.
Okay, and so Mayra's like, oh, a poco, she made you, like, sleep with Esperanza, and then she's like, well, he tells her, well, they're best friends, they live in the same neighborhood, they're from the same vecindad, and then Mayra really focuses on that, and that's not the big deal
because
here.
Anything to excuse him, right? Anything to justify his actions. Like, nothing is his fault. Nothing is ever the man's fault. If you get cheated on, it's because you didn't put out.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So then Mayra and Aida, Mayra tells Aida how they're best friends. And then Aida is also shooketh. And then, but the way Mayra's like, no, I hate Teresa more because she's best friends with the side chick of your father. And it's like, I'm sorry, that doesn't make sense in any way you look at it.
What does her being best friends with Esperanza have to do with Ruben cheating on Mayra with Esperanza? Nothing. Absolutely nothing.
Yeah.
She didn't introduce them. They met like on their own.
On their own. Yeah. Nobody forced Ruben to do this either. No. Right? Ruben's just a fucking pig.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, that's not an insult because pigs are really smart and cute. The wedding is over, looks like. We're at Teresa's parents' house, and Refugio's telling Armando how she feels bad for Arturo because she can tell he really loves Teresa, and then Armando's like, not this shit again.
He's like, fuck.
Like a supportive husband. He's like, not your shit again. Like,
again with your shit. Every fucking day, it's the same fucking shit with you. Fucking knock it off.
Yes. And so he's like, they have love, and if you can't see that, there's something wrong with you. And then Refugio's like, no.
She's right, but...
She is right.
She's really annoying about it.
Mm-hmm, yeah, if she could be less annoying about it, maybe people would listen to her.
Yeah.
So then outside of La Vecindad, we see Esperanza and Johnny. Esperanza's telling Johnny just what happened at the wedding and how she's just like really embarrassed. Johnny's consoling her. And then he leaves. Esperanza's just kind of there still wiping her eyes. And then Aida just walks up out of nowhere and she starts like pushing Esperanza, yelling at her. She slaps her. And again, this is not on Esperanza. Esperanza, I think she's supposed to be a young woman.
Yeah.
She looks like in her 30s, but I think she's only
supposed to be a few years older than Esperanza. I mean, yeah. Oh my God, than Teresa and them.
Yeah. And so she gets in this relationship with a much older man with a lot more money. There's more things at play here than just a normal relationship.
Yeah.
Not to mention, we've established she's abusive.
Yeah.
But he's abusive. Aida, yeah. What did I say?
I think you said she's abusive.
Oh, he. Yeah, my bad. Yeah. He's abusive. But Aida just comes and, like, attacks the shit out of Esperanza. Esperanza runs away into the house.
Okay. This is what they talk about the next episode, then.
Yes. And so Aida's yelling at her about destroying her family in there. Teresa's parents are like, you're not going to come in here and treat Esperanza like this. She's like our daughter. And then Aida's like, oh, she's like your other shitty daughter, Teresa, who's another piece of shit, and just insults the shit out of Teresa, right? And then Arturo's like, you're not going to talk about my daughter like this in here. And then Aida storms out basically after that.
Now I get what happens or what they're talking about in the next episode.
Okay. Then we see Martin and here I wrote, and what's her name that's always crying because I forgot her name. It's Arturo's ex, but I remember
Paloma.
Paloma. Yeah. At the time of my notes, I did not remember who she was. What her name was.
Someone. She's always crying.
That was me. And so Martin is telling her about Teresa being Mariano's ex, and Paloma looks shocked, and then she remembers that she saw
them making out.
Then we go to Profe and Teresa. We see a big sign that says Cancun.
Okay.
So they're in Cancun arrive. Now. We hear sensual music.
The na-na-na-na.
Yeah, basically. And then Arturo has like a weird ass cheesy smile, and he's like, you're my wife now, and finally you're gonna be my woman. So it doesn't match the sensual music that's playing. And then the episode ends.
So in this episode, Teresa and the Profe enjoy their honeymoon, and is this the right word, consummate? Or it's not consume. I know it's not,
it's consume. Not consume. I think it's consummate. Like, make the marriage official.
Yes. Yeah, they consummate. Wink, wink. That was a wink. My microphone was covering my face, but after that, I was like, because I can't wink. Anyway, they consummate their marriage, but Teresa has someone else on her mind. Obviously, it's Mariano.
The whole time, yeah.
But during the specific act of consummating.
Yeah, while they were having
sex. She literally flashes back.
Wow.
To Mariano. Okay.
That's not a good start to a marriage.
Right. And
I mean, not a good sign in any.
In general. Yeah. Yeah. And meanwhile, back in town, everybody is reeling from the drama that happened during the wedding. So we start with Teresa and the Profe in their hotel room. Teresa's like amazed because obviously she's never been on a nice vacation.
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember if they already went to Cancun or not. No, they didn't. Yeah. They did?
Didn't they go? And that's when her and Mariano broke up for good.
Oh, I think you're right. Anyway, though, she's still amazed. Looking around. And then sensual music starts to play again. And the prof is like, this time he's not doing a cheesy smile, but he's like doing like a creepy like.
Okay, let's do this.
Like sexy face, yeah.
Yeah.
But it's like, it just doesn't read that way. It reads more like pervy. And he's like, por fin eres mi esposa y por fin vas a ser mi mujer.
Okay, literally the same thing he said before.
Yeah, he just says it again. Yeah. He was like, again with this. Mindset. I just sound like a broken record at this point.
Yeah.
like weaved into so many of these episodes. No, like it doesn't work that way. And then it's like after he says that, suspenseful as music starts to play.
That doesn't seem to match the tone like of what they're trying to do.
It's so ominous. Scary even.
Wow.
And it shows like Teresa's face and she looks like
scared.
Scared, yeah, legit. So then we see Refugio, and I accidentally kept writing Arturo instead of Armando.
We do that so much too.
Why do they both have A names? Like
A-R.
It's confusing enough. Yeah. So if I say Arturo accidentally and it sounds strange to you, just tell me.
Okay.
You probably won't even notice.
Nonsense.
So yeah, Esperanza's crying to Refugio and Armando. She's asking them for forgiveness. And I didn't know at first why she was doing that. But it's, I mean, really, it's not her fault that.
I don't think so.
No, it's not her fault about what happened at the reception. And even that Aida came to attack her verbally and physically. And
physically assault her.
Yeah. Yeah. But either way, she's asking for forgiveness. I thought Armando knew that she was pregnant, but I guess he didn't because.
Oh, what? Okay.
Yeah. She's like crying again, asking for forgiveness. Somehow she says that she's pregnant. And then Armando's like, what? And basically she's like, you know what? I'm going to move out because it's probably for the best. And Armando was like, yes, you know, we can't have somebody coming here and threatening our daughter and just puts our daughter at risk. And I'm like, how is she at risk? First of all, Teresa can take
it. Doesn't even live there.
And she doesn't even live there. Exactly.
That's messed up.
Wow. So it does seem messed up because I'm like, how are you saying this girl is like your daughter, but then you're going to throw her out into the street when she's pregnant?
To be fair, Refugio was the one who said that.
No, Armando says it right now.
Oh, he does.
Damn, wait, and he's still I don't remember. That. I don't want to put words in his mouth. I didn't write it down exactly. But he does tell her that, you know, they, que la quieren mucho, but at this point, it's like you're putting Teresa at risk when she it's not even really that.
Whatever.
Yeah.
If anything, Teresa put her at risk.
She really did. She's the one over here getting physically assaulted while pregnant.
Yeah.
At the reception, at the hands of Ruben, and then in La Vecindad, at the hands of his daughter.
Yeah.
And so then it cuts back to the profe and Teresa. She looks like she's trying to come up with excuses of why they shouldn't do it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I'm on a period.
She's like, oh, I'm so nervous. I've been waiting for this for so long, but I'm so nervous. She's like, let's drink champagne first. So then it goes back to Refugio and them, and she's just trying to like come to Esperanza's defense and for them to not kick her out. Mm-hmm. Of course, you know, the husband has the last word. So
yeah,
back to the profe and Teresa. They're like brindando, you know. Uh-huh. Giving cheers. And at this point, that sounds like just exaggerating how nervous she is. She knocks something over and it's like really, like we've never seen her be this nervous. It doesn't make any sense.
Wow. Yeah.
And
she's pretending, I'm assuming.
Yeah, she's pretending.
Okay.
And the prof is like, you need to trust me. I love you so much. And I'm just like, because it's like, he's saying that, you know, and then it starts like, kissing her, and it just, I don't know why, it just grossed me out. Maybe I'm a prude.
I don't know. I feel very weird in a lot of those scenes too. So
I feel like sometimes it happens like naturally, but this felt very forced. And they, I don't know, I feel like they usually have chemistry, but in this scene, I wasn't feeling it. There was no chemistry. I think that's why I was grossed out.
Mm-hmm, I agree, even though I didn't see it.
just trust me. Yeah, then like seducing music, I don't know. No, sensual is the word, I guess. Music starts to play in the background. And this is when Teresa has a flashback of her and Mariano. And then when she starts thinking about Mariano, it's like when she gets into it. So then I'm like,
God,
I think that's probably why I couldn't, like, why this scene was so uncomfortable. Because she only does it because she's imagining
Mariano.
Yeah. And it's like, yikes.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so then while they're getting it on, you know, consummating whatever their marriage we see Mariano in his room and it's like all dark and he's just like thinking about him and Teresa being together. And I'm like, how in the exact moment are, I guess, probably just thinking about each other all the time. So it's bound to happen at the same time. I don't know. Yeah, so Mariano's thinking about Teresa and then he calls Aida and he leaves her a voicemail, basically telling her that she's right and he can't keep living off of like memories of him and Teresa and he has to move on from her.
Okay.
So then, yeah. So then we see Teresa and the profe again in their hotel room. They're lying down, cuddling, sleeping, you know, after they did it. And the profe is like peacefully, soundfully asleep and Teresa's crying.
Oh my God.
It's horrible. Yes. And she's just thinking about Mariano. So yeah. So then we see Aida arriving to Mariano and he's crying. She tells him that she knows who Ruben. Oh no, my bad. She arrives there crying, not Mariano. I wrote it weird.
Oh, okay. I'm like, well, that's weird that Mariano's crying, but okay.
Yeah. She gets there crying and then she tells him that she knows who Ruben's amante is. And of course Mariano, you know, knows it's Esperanza. Yeah. And so Aida's like starting to talk hella, you know, mad shit about Esperanza. And Mariano's like, please, it's not like that. Let me explain. And then Aida goes off on him. And she's like, you knew and you didn't tell me. This is bullshit. And she like leaves, storms
Damn,
off.
Damn, okay.
Yeah. After this, it's not really important. So I'm just going to like not mention that. But it seems like Juana is not really feeling Hector as much.
Yeah. It was okay. It was giving that vibe in the wedding too.
Okay.
Especially after Humberto singing.
Yeah. So it's the next day and the profe wakes up and he sees Teresa in the balcony and she looks upset. Like we see her before the profe approaches her. And she like looks visibly upset. And then he gets there and like taps her on the shoulder and she like breathes like to kind of like, okay, I have to
get
pretend
into her acting mode.
Yeah. So then she like fakes a smile. It's just funny to see it.
Yeah.
And he's like trying to what does he tell her? I forgot what he's trying to like get her to go back like in bed and it's for them to just spend like kind of like relax together, like but stay in the room. So yeah, she's tired of the profe already. Then we see Aida y le está reclamando a Ruben. She's like telling him off basically.
Uh-huh.
And the thing she's the most mad about is that he messed around con una rata de la vecindad.
Damn.
Again, not that he, you know, has been lying to them and cheating on her mom. It's the fact that he got with someone from la vecindad.
Wow. Yeah.
And then, of course, Ruben takes zero accountability for his actions. And he's like, you don't understand. The monotony of marriage is so boring.
Wow.
And I let myself get carried away. And it's like, seriously?
Wow.
That's what you're going to say.
Yeah.
That's some bullshit.
That's what you're going
to. And then he tries to blame. Yeah. So then he's like, I made a mistake. It's all Teresa's fault.
How?
And then he's like, how long are you going to be giving me shit for this? And I was like, forever.
Understandably so.
Yeah. But then she's like, you should have at least cheated with someone like al mismo nivel que nosotros. And I'm like, really? That is so messed up.
Wow.
I don't know. They're so classist.
Yeah. That's gross.
Yeah. And then Ruben has audacity to ask Aida for her to help him get back with Maida.
Wow.
And she's like, no, why the hell would I do that?
Oh, that's good, at least.
Yeah. So Aida tells Ruben that she confronted Esperanza. And Ruben is like, please don't go back to la vecindad. We go back to Acapulco. The profe gets a phone call that he has to go sign some paperwork. And Teresa is like so excited for him to go away.
Damn.
And then as he's like walking away, she like takes a deep breath. She's like, finally, he's leaving.
Wow, that's messed up.
Yeah, it's horrible. Mm-hmm. After this, we see Aurora at the hospital and she's crying, I guess, because one of her patients died.
Uh-huh.
Oh. Yeah, so she's like sad about it. Yeah. You know, she has feelings.
Yeah.
Yeah, so Aurora's crying because one of her patients died and she couldn't help him. And then Mariano is comforting her when Martin gets there and he doesn't like what he sees. Mariano hugging. Oh. I don't know.
Even if he's just consoling her?
Yeah. But he's not like overly like possessively, you know, jealous about it. It just like
he is threw him
still,
off.
It's like, come on. Yeah.
Okay.
But he kind of, I don't know. He goes kind of an asshole about it.
Oh.
So then we see Mayra talking to Genoveva. Of course, they're talking shit about Esperanza, and Genoveva calls Esperanza a naca.
I have no words.
Esperanza's ears must be ringing.
Yeah.
And then Mayra starts making excuses for Ruben. She's like, well, maybe it's true that it was a one-time thing.
Is she encouraging this?
Yeah. She's trying to tell Mayra. Oh, my God. Genoveva's trying to convince Mayra that it was, like, not a one-time thing and that she should divorce him.
Okay.
But she wants her to divorce him so that she could be with him.
Yes.
You know? So it's still, like, let's see. So, yeah, Mayra's, like, talking about how she doesn't know if she's going to end up getting divorced. And Aida comes in and she's like, no, you can't divorce. And, you know, before Aida didn't have this same mentality, but I think now that she realizes who the Sanchez is, she's like, you can't get divorced. So, yeah, she tells her mom, she's like, you can't get divorced because then you're going to let him be with her or any other Sora that comes along. And when she says that, and Genoveva,
she feels Genoveva's
face is like, yeah, she feels offended. She looks offended.
She should be.
Yeah, that was just funny though. Yeah, and then she's like, you can't let her win. Think about the money they'll take from us. So then we see Magda comforting Aurora. Everyone's just trying to make Aurora feel better. And, like, it's not super important, but the reason I'm mentioning it is because everybody's trying to make her feel better. And I'm like, just let her feel her feelings, man.
Yeah, and we've touched on this before, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Magda even tells her. And, of course, like, it's all well-intentioned, right? Nobody does this on purpose to invalidate anybody's feelings, but it does invalidate people's feelings when you say things like this. But she's like, promise me that you'll feel better. And it's like, why?
Yeah. Emotions are there for a reason. You need to experience all of them instead of suppressing, which is what this does.
Yes. Yeah. And I'm just like, what I used to tell my clients when I was a substance abuse counselor, I was like, feelings are like visitors. You know, we come and we let them be and then we let them go.
Beautiful. And yeah.
Yeah. Of course, I didn't make that up. I read it somewhere.
It's going to be like that Office quote where he's like, what's the quote?
Doesn't he say ever you miss 100% of the shots?
Yes. Yeah.
You don't take. And then it's like Wayne Gretzky. And then underneath it's Michael Scott.
Yeah. That's you right now.
Yeah. That's me. Carmen said that. Mm-hmm. So yeah, it just annoyed me that people are just trying to make her feel better when it's like, let her be upset about this. It is upsetting. She's grieving.
Yeah. Yeah. And
like people just need to be heard.
Sometimes you don't need to say told. Anything. You just need to be fully present there for someone without saying, don't be sad, don't cry. Like, you know?
These kind of things happen all the time. It's normal. Promise you feel better. Like, stop it. So then she ends up leaving. No, I don't know if she left already or not, but Martin does comfort her about this that happened. But at the same time, like right after, he's like, oh, I need to tell you something. I want to know if we're going to be serious or not. And then he tells her that he didn't like seeing her hug Mariano and that he knows he's the one she's trying to forget. And I'm like, is this really the right time to bring this
timing,
up, man?
Timing.
She's already. Yeah. And then she's like, well, that's why I told you that's why I didn't want to pursue a relationship with you and blah, blah, blah. So then he is like, okay, you're right. And I still want to continue this because I care about you. And, you know, but still, it's like, come on, this wasn't the right time, man.
Yeah.
Read the room. The room is your girlfriend crying. about something else, and then you're gonna sprung this on her, mm-hmm. or spring this on her, whatever.
Yeah, spring.
We also see Aida and Genoveva talking about Mayra and what's best for their relationship, like if they're a part of it, which I guess, to be fair, Genoveva is.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And Aida tells Genoveva that it's better for Mayra to forgive Ruben and for them to stay together. But somehow during all of this, of course, they're blaming Teresa, like it has anything to do with her. And that's the conclusion they come to, yeah. that they need to use Mariano to get back at Teresa, because I think, remember, they had originally planned for Aida to be with Mariano.
Yeah. Genoveva and Aida, right?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So then they start talking about this again. They're questioning, why was Mariano so convinced that Teresa was going to leave? They're chismeando about the drama at the wedding, okay. basically. Yeah. And then Genoveva's like, you need to get back with Mariano and investigate and basically use Mariano to get back, to vengarse de Teresa. Aida tells, and during that conversation, Aida barely gets Mariano's voicemail. I guess we don't know how much time has passed, but this happened in the beginning of the episode, and she's barely getting the voicemail that Mariano left her. So it's weird. She's
barely be noticing it.
No, it's like it rings, and then she turns around, and she's like, listens to it. It's weird.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm like, okay, what is the timeline of all of this? Yeah. It's like the same thing with the episode that you said, the park scene.
And then suddenly he's at the wedding singing.
Yeah, it's weird. So, yeah. Genoveva just keeps encouraging Aida that she needs to use Mariano to make the profe leave Teresa, basically to get revenge on Teresa for Paolo's death.
Mm-hmm.
While they're talking about this, Mayra storms back into the room and she's like yelling. She's like, oh my God, I just remember that Esperanza came looking for me years ago. Remember that?
She had already remembered that last episode. She tells Ruben serious? That she was here. She was at this house. What if something happened to me?
Okay. I'm not liking this lack of continuity because she barely remembers again.
I think she just wanted to bring it up with Genoveva and
Aida. Oh, okay.
And then she says she's pretending she just remembered.
Because she was making excuses for Ruben. She's like, what if this was a one-time thing? And then she's like, wait, no, she was here years ago, like realizing. Maybe she goes back and forth with her memory because she's been gaslit all these years.
That's true. Because
of course, does, yeah. So she's questioning her memory. Yeah.
Yeah. That's probably it.
Yeah. Makes sense. So yeah, she's like, obviously this wasn't a one-time thing. She was here, you know, years ago. So we go back to the hospital. I guess they haven't left yet, Aurora and Martin. And we see Mariano talking to Martin, and he's like, oh, I wish I could help her feel better about her patient's death, blah, blah, blah. And Martin is like, I can do that. I can comfort her.
Ugh, rolled eyes.
Yeah. And Mariano, basically, they're like, Martin is like, I know that she likes you. I don't know what the hell he says. I forgot already, but something like that. And Mariano's like, well, I'm not going to stop being her friend unless she asks me to, man. Like, chill.
Okay.
But he's not like being aggressive. They're just having a conversation.
Okay.
So then we see a montage of Teresa and Profe enjoying their honeymoon. And they're actually having fun. She's not annoyed with him. They're smiling. They're playing in the water. And this must have been really fun to shoot for them.
Right? Yeah.
I wonder if at this point in time they were a real couple.
I don't know.
I know they're together now, but I don't know when that happened.
Yeah, I don't know when it happened. Maybe. They have a new novela together.
Yeah, I seen the post about it when they had it for initially announced it. Then we see Hector telling Mariano, having the conversation with him, that he needs to do a better job of taking care of his reputation. And that what he did at the wedding wasn't okay. And he's going to start alienating the people that he needs to donate for.
I.e.
his, donors, like people that were at the wedding.
Paloma.
Yes. Yeah. So, and other people. He mentions other names.
Okay.
I don't know who the hell they are. But he's like, they were there at the wedding and they saw what you did and they know who you are. Because they've donated to you before.
Mariano's supposed to be a professional doctor. So, yeah.
Yeah, and he's like, you know, you can't keep having the scandals like this. You already fought at the hospital. And it reminds me of when the other podcast, what is it? Telenovelas con Dulce, when she covered Ubi and in that novella, how I forgot all the characters' names, but you know, the guy that is kind of like plays the role of Mariano, but for that episode.
Yes, the doctor.
I mean, that novella. Yeah.
The poor.
But you know, he's like poor. Doctor. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it doesn't matter. Anyway, in that novella, they fight so much.
Yeah.
In the hospital, way more than Mariano does. Because I don't think Mariano gets into any more drama or whatever at the hospital.
I don't think so.
But in that novella, it's like all the time. And they're even like, they commented, they're like, how does he still have his job? How does anybody in this hospital still have their job?
Yeah.
So remind me of that. But basically, Hector tells Mariano, like, knock it off, man, or you're going to lose everything you've worked hard for, which fair is true.
And it's not worth it.
Yeah, it's not. And that's what he tells him. He's like, you know, it's not worth it to lose everything or over a woman that doesn't love you and has never really loved you the way that
you deserve. Yeah.
Yeah. So then we see Genoveva and Paloma talking, which I don't know if we've ever seen them interact, but I guess so. They run in the same rich circles.
Yeah.
So Genoveva's apologizing to Paloma because she couldn't go to her subasta, which I guess it's an auction, right?
Yes.
Subasta. Mm-hmm. So I guess Paloma had a auction for her, you know, program or nonprofit that she runs.
Yeah.
And it happened like the day after the wedding, and Genoveva's like basically telling her all the chisme and all the drama that happened at the wedding. She's like, so obviously I had to recover from all of that and I couldn't go to your subasta.
I want to use that as an excuse. I couldn't make it to your thing because I had a bunch of dramatic chisme to recover from. I'm sorry. I had like a chisme hangover.
You're like, this and this and this happened and it was too much drama. For me to see, I shoved around a pregnant woman, slapped the shit out of her, and it took a toll. It took a toll on me, and so I couldn't go to your auction.
Yes.
I had to yell at someone. Mm-hmm. That took a lot out of me.
It did.
So, yeah, they're just chismeando. Then we see Johnny asking Doña Gemma for money. And I guess he didn't learn from Armando's mistakes.
Wow.
Of him being evicted. But he's begging for money because he needs to help Esperanza out because she's now been kicked out of Refugio and Armando's place.
I mean, why can't she go live with Doña Juana?
That's what she ends up doing.
Okay, but they haven't thought of it at this
point. But I guess Johnny still wants to rent, like, somewhere separate for her.
Oh.
Which I'm sure Juana would be more than happy to have Esperanza there, like, throughout.
Yeah.
Like, it's not necessary.
Oh, so her staying with Juana is temporary.
Yeah, it's temporary until Johnny finds, like, housing for her.
It's best, though, because Aida knows where la vecindad is, and I'm sure they're thinking of her safety.
Yeah, yeah. Maybe that's why he's so determined on finding somewhere for her to live and why he ends up getting money from Fito.
Oh, Fito's back.
Yeah.
Wow.
So,
okay.
Fito runs into.
I don't remember who Fito
go on.
Is.
Yeah.
Fito is the neighborhood drug dealer, your friendly neighborhood drug dealer.
He's the narco.
Yes. Who quote unquote caused the death of Paolo by supplying him a bunch of drugs at the suggestion of Teresa. Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And again, it's not really.
No.
He played a role, but it's not entirely his fault, you know? Also, like, it's not really Teresa's fault.
Yeah, exactly.
So, he runs into Johnny when Johnny is waiting on Doña Gemma. Johnny's like, oh, what are you doing back here? We know that you had something to do with that little rich guy that died out here. And people are looking for you, blah, blah, blah. And he tells them that.
Forgotten about him now.
There's bigger fish to fry. Come on.
Yeah.
Than a small time local vecindad dealer. But his, you know, the person that died was rich and powerful, comes from a powerful family. And so maybe they're not forgetting about this.
You're right. Who? You're right.
Yeah. So, yeah, basically, Johnny tells Fito he'll take his money, but he's not going to sell drugs for him and he's not going to transport anything for him. But I'm sure this will come back to bite him in the ass.
Yeah. You can't just make these deals and expect nothing.
Yeah. So it also cuts back to Genoveva and Paloma talking, and Genoveva is like, Paloma's basically telling her, like, I know you're going through a hard time and still, you know, dealing with Paolo's death. And then she's like, did they ever catch the guy that sold them drugs? Again, like, if that
is would the only solve thing. Things.
Yeah. Genoveva's just, like, asking herself why she failed to recognize the signs that Paolo was using drugs. And I'm like, I'll tell you why. Because you were so concerned about him marrying Aida and him having a job that you gave him. That you ignored the fact that there was a literal signs.
Yeah.
You know, just like there always is.
Yeah. Yeah.
And she ignored them because she was too focused on an image.
Making them look good. Yeah.
So then they just, you know, ignore all of that and they blame Pito. It's not super important, but I'm only mentioning it because it's going to come back later, I'm sure. Aurora's talking to Hector. They end up talking about Mariano, but then Aurora also asks Hector if he hired somebody to look for her mom yet.
Oh.
And I know she comes back later, so.
Yeah.
Let's see. A pointless scene of Humberto harassing Juana again. Johnny takes the actual scene where he takes the money from Fito.
Okay.
Then we see Esperanza getting to Juana's. She's like, Juana tells her, you're more than welcome to stay here. You know, like long-term, Esperanza just apologizing, saying she feels like avergonzada about everything.
Mm-hmm.
And now, Humberto had dropped off Esperanza at Juana's. He's walking out, you know, toward the like common area or entrance to La Vecindad.
Okay.
And Mayra is there looking around. Oh. And she's like, Humberto runs into her. And she tells him that she's looking for a nurse named Esperanza. And his dumbass. No. I guess he doesn't know that Aida already. Yeah, he doesn't know who Mayra is. And I don't think he knows that Aida came and yelled at Esperanza.
Mm-hmm. And assaulted her.
Yeah. But I'm like, why would you just tell somebody where?
Yeah. Like,
why would you just give information out like that?
Back growing up, if someone came looking for someone I knew, I would be like, why?
Yeah. My first question, who are you? Why are you?
You belong in this neighborhood. What are you really doing here? Because she stands out.
Yeah. Like, what do you want with them? And then I'd be like, no, I've never seen them in my life.
Yeah. No, I don't know her.
But no, his dumbass is like, oh, yeah, Esperanza.
She's on
I just
this.
Left her.
She actually,
literally
she used
is
to
what
live
he does.
Here, but then she was here, and now she lives here.
He's like, oh, Esperancita. Sí, la acabo de dejar ahí con la Juana. No más para este lado.
God. No street smarts.
And I'm like, Humberto, you're from La Vecindad. You should have some street smarts.
You should know, yeah.
Yeah. He literally points out Juana's apartment for Mayra.
He draws a map.
Yeah. He's like, you're going to walk up these stairs and make this right. So then we're getting to the end of the episode. The last scene is Teresa and Profe, and they're excited talking about leaving for Europe. Teresa's like, oh, Paris, I'm going to go to Paris. And then the prof's phone rings, and then, like, you know, that bad omen music starts to play. Mm-hmm. Like, and of course, this means they're not gonna go.
Yeah.
After he hangs up. And it's so funny because while he's on the phone, like, since Teresa was excited, she's like dancing around, like going in circles, like spinning around. But she's not dancing like that. But anyway. Yeah. She's spinning around, excited, in a graceful manner, not like fist pumping. Then he's like, we have to go back to Mexico. And she's like, looks so sad.
Why?
I don't know. I know he's going to run into some financial problems with his business.
I don't remember this.
And okay. I think that's the first sign of it. Like, whatever, it's he has like a sense of urgency that he has to solve something about his business. But I know that that's going to happen. And remember before when I had told you that he cheats on Teresa with Paloma.
Yeah.
I think I couldn't remember if it had happened yet or not, but it hasn't happened now that I'm remembering, right? Yeah, it does happen.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Yeah. So that's going to happen later.
Damn. All right.
But yeah, that's the end.
Okay. Well,
of this episode.
Yeah. That was episode 64 and 65 of Teresa.
Yes. Yes. thank you for listening. Is there anything you want to add before
Yes, I do want to say we're going to try and do this more often. We're going to be consistent.
We're going to have some consistency, you know, new year, new us.
New year, new us. Are we going to shoot for every other week or month?
Yeah, we can do that because that's what we're doing.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes. So we'll be attempting every other week. I have a good feeling that we're going to do well. Okay. Maybe Carmen doesn't. I do though.
I was just going to ask people to rate us on Spotify because that's a thing now.
Yes. Yeah. If you listen on Spotify, go ahead and leave us a rating. If not, you know, rate and review on Apple is the other option. Podcast. And tell your friends about us. If you feel like sponsoring the cafecito that we have while we're recording, which I never took a sip out of because it's actually empty.
Oh, wow.
I finished it all before.
I drank mine.
Yes,
you were covering your episode.
If you want to sponsor a cafecito, you can go to buymeacoffee.com/novelascucafecito. It's on our website.
Yes.
Yeah. And we'll catch you next week with hopefully I think if one episode has a lot going on, we'll only cover one. But if there's one episode doesn't have a whole lot, then we'll do it this way. Two episodes per recording.
Yeah.
Two episodes per episode. So yeah, you say it first.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you for listening, everybody. And remember, entre ser o no ser,
tú eres.
Bye.